I'm just seeing her, you're supposed to be here, she's not sure.
Man, no.
Yep, I'm good. You good?
Turn down the board, would make sure that your microphones are on, please. Thank you very much. All right, we'll bring this meeting to order. Randy, if we could have roll call, please.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Ms. DePasquale?
Here.
Dr. Zuzalot?
Here.
Mr. Jasko?
Here.
Mrs. Majewski? Mr. Curtis? Mr. Neff?
Here.
Ms. Walter?
Here.
Mr. Barrymore? Mr. Harala?
Here.
Thanks very much. Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. We will stand now for the prayer and pledge of allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance is to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we will open the floor to the public for any public comments for any item which is not on this evening's agenda. Sir?
Yes, Jenny Crown, 77 Bayside Drive. I know it's said what's not on the agenda, but, and this is for procedural comment on item number 6, the application for 12 Bayside Drive. I just request that that when you rule on this, that you explain what the
Mr. Kress, can I just interrupt you briefly? It's going to be dismissed.
Okay.
But not dismissed, right? It's going to be dismissed without prejudice tonight.
Okay. Which means it will run. It's gone, and they would have to come back.
Yes.
Okay. Then we're done with that. And the second is, will you be taking public comment on the consistency review for the cannabis ordinance?
It's a board function. It's amongst the board. It's not a public hearing.
That's the council meeting.
The public hearing on the ordinance would be at the council meeting.
Right. So that doesn't mean they don't have a voice in the matter.
No, but I have a comment on the consistency issue.
Okay.
So.
Right. And you should share that with the council at the next council meeting. Because what we'll do is, as a board, we will decide whether or not it is consistent with the master plan. And we might make a suggestion or two.
So if I disagree with you, I can tell the board that the council...
Exactly, yes, of course, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments from the public for items which are not on this evening's agenda? Do we have any on Zoom?
One attending, no hands raised.
Thanks very much. Pending litigation, Mr. Stodd.
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to report there is none.
Outstanding. Other business, we have several, three this evening. First is a reminder that the July meeting has been moved to July 15th, so it does not interfere with the Fireman's Fair and the July 4th festivities during that week. There will be a special meeting next week, June 12th, regarding the housing element and fair share plan that will be in this room at 7 p.m. And at this time, we will take the consistency review for the cannabis ordinance. Mr. Stein.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is a consistency review that is that the governing body, when they're making changes to the zoning ordinance, are required to refer the proposed new ordinance changes to this board to review to determine solely whether or not they're consistent or inconsistent with any provision of the master plan. So that is what you have before you. It is an ordinance that is permitting certain cannabis activities, you know, within the borough in certain areas, limiting them in others. And really the question is it consistent or inconsistent with the master plan? I'm not your planner, but I can say that probably isn't inconsistent because it's not directly raised within your master plan. So it's not consistent or inconsistent. I think it's a determination that this isn't really discussed directly within the contents of the master plan. But it's for discussion of the board, and it's for the board to decide.
Does anybody want to start off, weigh in? Does anybody have
anything? Maybe I should put my foot back in my mouth for a minute. The discussion isn't whether you like or don't like
right.
the ordinance. It's a matter of whether there's something inconsistent about it with the master plan. And that's really the only function of the board in this context.
Right. So the discussion is not about the efficacy of the ordinance. It's very simple. Is it inconsistent with anything in the master plan? And I have to say that I couldn't find anything in the master plan that there's certainly nothing that says that the borough should stay away from engaging in the business of cannabis or anything like that. It's not in there at all. In that regard, I can't say that it's inconsistent, and therefore, it's consistent. Anybody? I mean, that's simple. Or?
Could you please speak into the microphone?
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Thank you.
The only thing I could see was it would be consistent with retail, but the other ones wouldn't be. If you applied that sales to just a retail establishment,
right?
But the other ones do be consistent that I could see.
You want
to?
Yeah.
If it were retail for just sales and distribution, that could relate to retail. But the other parts, I couldn't see it. In the plan,
you couldn't see it as being consistent with
manufacturing and such for that specific item. Retail could be a broad range of anything,
right?
Which would be consistent. That's the way I saw it, and that's the way I was looking at it.
The only thing I saw, and didn't even notice on it, is cannabis still considered a drug? And if it is, then the restriction around the school, there's a drug-free school zone, so that would be the only, like, restriction. I think it's like 1,000 feet radius or
yeah.
something.
I mean, my
500.
We talked about this last year in terms of state yeah. and federal law.
It's just where that falls in with the master plan and where cannabis falls into those regulations. I just have that check. The consistency.
Yeah, it's showing 500. I was wondering, it just says 500 feet from a K-12 school. Is that from the property line or from the building? I know another town got into some hot water about that whole issue.
Okay.
Does that have to be specified?
Does it work like the notification of the neighbors?
When you use a square foot from or a foot yep. distance from, it's the property line.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a big distance for the school if we're going up at a property line 500 feet from elementary school.
No, I think you're right, though. I think it is 1,000.
I think 1,000, but it doesn't matter. It's something that I would say, like, the council needs to take into consideration that, number one, is it changed from being considered a drug? Number two, is it relieved from that 1,000-foot, 500-foot drug-free zone executive order?
Federal regulations still consider it as a drug.
Yes, sir, it does.
The state statute does not dictate minimum distance.
The executive order does dictate.
The federal?
New Jersey incorporates it into their requirements. I don't know if it's federal. I think it may be the state.
I know.
Should probably do more homework on this.
If I remember correctly,
Attorney General's executive direction concerning law enforcement operations at or near a school. It's executive order number 1988-1. It's the first one that popped up. I did not drill down into that, just letting you know.
Okay.
Letting managing expectations, but if that is to be considered, that would, I would include that into the ordinance. Must be this distance from school. Especially if you're going to have them, I think we're requiring them to be armed. That might be a consideration just to keep them away from school anyway, even if it isn't enough.
I'm curious where it puts it if we're going 1,000 feet from the property line. I mean, does it completely put it out of the...
We did the circle calculations. The circle calculations were done. 1,000 feet from the property line essentially wipes out just about every potential parcel
like
in that you might get if we were to approve the office residential inclusion. We might get a sliver of land sort of closer to Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
But 1,000 feet essentially obliterates all of the light industrial zone. The highway business, you know, certainly much of the office residential. So 1,000 feet is makes it physically impossible. Yeah.
I would just check and make sure that it's included or not.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I guess I'll say it. The only thing that I have an inconsistency with the master plan is the only thing that I have an inconsistency with the master plan is, you know, I think the whole purpose of the master plan is to, you know, benefit the town, you know, and to, you know, bring in businesses. And, you know, I just don't think this is a business for Atlantic Highlands. And I know that we're not voting on that now, but I just want it to be said that I think that's an inconsistency in bringing in this business into the town for the benefit of the master plan. I do not think it is.
There's also a gap in the law with some of the smoke shops that they've been cracking down in North Jersey with regards to selling a product. Delta 8 or whatever I think it's called, and that a lot of the smoke shops are selling. The reason the licenses have been, the requests for cannabis establishments have been very low is because the smoke shops are getting away with selling this Delta 8 product, which is basically like a synthetic marijuana. I've done some research on this.
It's not the bud, it's not the flower.
Correct.
It's derived from hemp production.
Yes.
But it still contains THC. It's just not well regulated.
Supposedly they're falling in some loophole with the growing of hemp from like some 2016 or 2018 law, from what I understand.
It's an agricultural law. Okay.
Yeah. So if it totally, if our master plan, if this, to me, if it puts it out of the range of the entire town, am I understanding that wrong?
But does it actually put it out of the entire town? So like across 36, it would still be able to, you would be able to put it there. You could also put it up, I think, by like the Dollar Tree, East Point. I mean, there's other areas in Atlantic Islands that still fits within that. I would just say like, we consider that when, what's that?
Put it in Navisink.
Navisink has a school too, so it's like, yeah. They have an elementary school right now. I don't know how long
it appears that New Jersey, they
New Jersey actually seems to have changed that for...
But has our master plan changed that?
Well, our master plan never had that, because that was a state, a drug-free school zone is governed under New Jersey, and then League of Municipalities indicates that that 1987 law, the one you read, that started in 1988, it was enacted in 1987, mm-hmm. So this was exempted from that when New Jersey stopped making cannabis. And I would hazard to guess that if we didn't follow that, we might have some issues with the fact that there is alcohol within, I don't know, 25 feet from the school.
I would say as long as we're consistent with what the regulations are, and I thought the master plan actually said to be to follow all applicable laws.
Correct.
So that would fall into it if it was an applicable law at that time, whether it was specifically annotated within our master plan.
Yeah, but if the law changed in New Jersey, why would our master plan still follow a law that no longer exists?
There was still an active one, so it may not be the 1988 one.
Yeah, oh, it's 20, here's the 2021 Act.
Yeah, here's the 2021. Drug-free zones from the 2020. Maybe we follow that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that that's relevant under the fact that cannabis is now legal in New Jersey.
But the point is just check and see if that's applicable or not. Because again, we're still having an armed enforcement officer outside of the building that's within, it would be across the street from them. And Carden is across the street, but they don't have an armed guard out there treating the children.
Yeah, I was just thinking of it from a perspective of, I think we have to be careful because I could see, some sort of lawsuit based on the fact that, we allow this sliver for cannabis retail versus alcohol retail.
Yeah, I don't think alcohol fell into the drug-free.
No,
And I guess the argument would probably be today that it is the same thing.
I just wonder if they updated it, right? Did they take it out?
Did they take what out?
Cannabis out of the drug.
Yes, they did. That's what I'm saying here.
But there's still like a drug free, like, right? There's still a drug, because there's still a drug free.
I don't think people took the sign down because there's other drugs out there.
That's what I mean. Yep.
So, sure, that would make.
So the regulation was updated, but just cannabis was taken out?
Sure. So if somebody. Yes, cannabis was taken out.
So we had a lot of these debates last year when we had the subcommittee.
Same thing.
The subcommittee. So we talked about alcohol, cannabis, we talked about. State and federal law, we talked about different circles of 500 feet, 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet, where that would be. So a lot of that stuff, we've done a lot of research on that we picked up. We also looked at different municipalities from all up and down New Jersey and what they've done and different things. We also looked at as a small town that we are very condensed in our district. So, does that make up? It's almost like a hardship for different things. But we did do a lot of research on that and even thought about pedestrian paths for children walking to and from school. So there was a lot of stuff that we did last year with that subcommittee on this topic that I think is still
very
relevant.
But did you take that and incorporate it into what you're presenting today?
We took a lot of feedback from
the community. That's what that was for, right?
I mean, certainly. Yeah. Objective 11 of the master plan states to maintain and attract beneficial commercial and light industrial uses in their existing zones. So whether this is a beneficial commercial or light industrial use is debatable, I suppose.
But also diversity. I don't mean to cut you off, but to go along with what Brian is saying, just to go along with what Mr. Dougherty was saying, there's no caveats attached to that. There's no except ABC and cannabis, you know what I mean? So that goal that's outlined is meant to bring businesses into the borough without saying, but we don't want this, that, or the other thing. So, in the next was it 2 years from now, we need to do the next master plan. Maybe we address that and, you know, be a little bit more forward-looking with other laws that might come down the line, which, you know, would be more helpful if the master plan had some specificity. That would certainly give future planning boards a little bit more guidance when it comes to an issue like this. Personally, I didn't like that it was that wide open, but at the same time, we know the people that worked on the last master plan, and it's not something that they purposely overlooked. It just wasn't on the radar. Well, it was not.
I was part of the master plan committee. It had just come on the radar, and I had made a recommendation that we do include it in the master plan.
Oh, is that right?
Make some mention of it, the emphasis of road statement of what. And I decided not to because it was so new still, didn't really know where it was going, if it would be approved or not. So we did not.
Okay, right on.
I think similar to how we updated the ordinance on some of the design requirements for town, that this simply just needs to be revamped.
Yeah.
To address it. Yeah. And there is a difference between manufacturing and retail, which is a huge difference in terms of needs, in terms of space, parking, et cetera. So I think, that needs to be addressed, at an ordinance level.
So do we want it manufactured versus sold?
Again, that's, we're sticking to the master plan,
And the issue is it manufactured a product or is it agriculture?
It's not agriculture. But it, by definition, is not agriculture. It is taking the raw material, whether it's THC or what have you. It could be producing gummies. It could be producing other product. It is not a grow house. It is not, so cultivation is not one of the legal, it is not proposed in this ordinance, let's say. It's certainly a legal category within the state of New Jersey, but that is not something that's proposed here. In fact, it's prohibited. And at the moment, all six categories are prohibited in Atlantic Highlands, and this is legalizing or permitting two of the six categories. Mm. And it's retail and it's manufacturing. And again, manufacturing can be a very small small footprint, let's say. It doesn't have to be. We might all be thinking of manufacturing as a massive.
I think what the point is that it could be, because there is a difference between having to negotiate parking for a retail store, depending on the size, because it could be small, you could have to get an 18-wheeler into wherever it is. That is something, obviously that's something that the council has to take a look at. And, with most, if not all, ordinances, if you see a trend that you don't like, you make an amendment to that ordinance, you change the ordinance. Or if you see something positive happening after an ordinance is passed, but it could be even more positive, then you can make that change as well. So,
if I could just add, so one of the things that this ordinance does is it makes this a conditional permitted use. So any applicant who wishes to own or operate one of these businesses in the borough of Atlantic Highlands would need to come before this body for approval anyway.
Right.
So in terms of concern about parking and locations and any sort of any issues whatsoever would need approval from this body to move forward.
So question for you, where does, if somebody said with all the amount of container farming that goes on, does that fall under agriculture? It's in a container, right? Think about it. They have these out in Shrewsbury, I'm trying to remember where they are. They're basically container farms and they grow the products, lettuce and everything else, in these containers. Where does that fall in? Because that very well could be a possibility that somebody could approach the town with.
That sounds to me like cultivation.
So that would be cultivation.
That would be cultivation, which would not be permitted.
Is there a maximum amount of product that could be manufactured in a given time period?
There is a limit on sales. Am I correct?
Yeah. I just, if I could,
yeah.
like, I just want to bring us back into the fold. The discussion is about the consistency of this ordinance with the master plan. So, like I said, all valid points, all valid questions. As citizens of the borough, we have a voice, you know, so we go to the council meeting and we raise our hands and we ask our questions and make our comments, you know, just like anybody else, whether we're on the planning board or not. That's not a, that doesn't leave us out of the conversation. Do you know what I mean? So, with that said, is it consistent or is it not? So,
it's not inconsistent.
Yeah, it's not inconsistent as long as it follows the local law.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why doesn't somebody make a motion? And we do it that way.
I would suggest a motion. The proposed ordinance is not inconsistent due to the absence of express language in the master plan dealing with the issue.
That's good. I'll make a motion to approve that.
I will second that.
Mr. Lipinski?
Yes.
Mr. Holy?
Yes.
Mr. Dockery?
Abstain.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Abstain.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Harala?
Yes.
Thanks very much. Now we need a motion to adjourn from the workshop meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, Renee, we will begin our regularly scheduled meeting with a roll call, please.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Ms. DePasqua?
Here.
Dr. Zuzula?
Here.
Mr. Josko?
Here.
Ms. Majewski? Mr. Curtis? Mr. Neff?
Here.
Ms. Walter?
Here.
Mr. Fairmore? Mr. Morala?
Here.
Thank you very much. First item is the approval of meeting minutes for April and May 2025. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the April meeting minutes.
I'll second Jocelyn.
Mr. Kropinski?
Abstain.
Mr. Holy?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Morala?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve May.
Need a second for May.
I second. Ms. DePasqua.
Mr. Kropinski?
Abstain.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Abstain.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Abstain.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Harala?
Yes.
All good.
Next item is the approval for the attorney vouchers for April 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve, Holy.
Second, Johnson.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Holy?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Morala?
Yes.
Next item is the memorialization for the resolution of approval of PB 2515, Scholler, 6 Prospect. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve, Holy.
I'll second, Jasko.
Mr. Holy?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kerr, or nope. Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Harala?
Yes.
Approved.
Mr. Chairman, we have a number of matters that are listed subsequently to this resolution that we should take before we take the matter that's going to be heard this evening. And I can go through them. The first is item number 6, PB 24-17, Gordon. The attorney for the applicant has sent the board correspondence indicating that they are rethinking their plans and that it's going to take them a while to do so, and therefore they are requesting that the matter be dismissed without prejudice so that they don't continue to clog up the board's calendar with their matter while they're deciding what they're going to do with it. So I would look for the board to entertain a motion and a second to dismiss without prejudice.
I'll make a motion to dismiss without prejudice.
I'll second.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Holy?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzalak?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Harala?
Yes.
And the next item on the agenda is the application PB 24-14 Paris. We've received a request from the applicant to carry that matter to the August 7, 2025 meeting. This matter has been carried a number of times, so that if the board is going to carry it to August, and they couldn't do July because their planner's not available and they're just not ready to present this evening. So what I would suggest is that the board agree that we'll carry it to August 7th. However, because of the length of time, the applicant will have to re-notice in the event that there may have been any new people moving in within the 200-foot area that might not know about this application at this point. So if that's acceptable to the board, any problem with that? Any objections?
Nope.
There being none, if anyone is here in connection with that application, which I don't believe was noticed, so probably no one knew it was going to be on the agenda this evening. I see Mr. Wolf is here. But this matter is going to be carried to the August 7th.
I'm here on another matter, but we have not noticed yet, so we don't have to notice it anymore.
Correct. Yeah. So there will have to be a notice for the next meeting for August 7th. Okay. The next matter on the agenda is the Winterling Moody application, PB 24-12. And once again, there was supposed to be a re-notice of that hearing for this evening. I spoke with the applicant's attorney and there was a slip up in their office where they failed to provide the notice. They apologized and asked that it be carried to the July 15, 2025 meeting, and they will re-notice that meeting. So that if there's anyone here interested in that application, PB 24-12 Winterling Moody, 99 Center Avenue, that's going to be July 15th and there will be a new notice provided for that meeting. And then skipping to number 10 on the calendar, this is a new application, PB 24-18, Two Hill Property LLC at Two Hill Road, Block 22, Lot 9. And that matter was noticed for this evening. We received communication from the attorney earlier today requesting that that matter be carried to the July meeting as they are unable to appear and present this evening. So if there's anyone here, and I can indicate to the board that I reviewed service, the service is in order, so the board has jurisdiction to hear the application, but if there's anyone here in connection with it, that application for Two Hill Property LLC at Two Hill Road, that's not going to be heard this evening. It will be heard on July 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. in the same room, so that if you're interested in that application, you need to return and be here at that date and time. That being said, the matter that's left for hearing on the application is a continuation hearing for PB 24-13 Pittenger. That's 46 Avenue, Block 93, Lot 6. And as I indicated, that matter was previously heard and started and then was carried to this evening for a continuation hearing. And I should also indicate that the board, let me just see, I think the board has received a couple of new exhibits in connection with the application, which include, we were up to exhibit A4 at the last meeting, and A5 is an undated as-built survey prepared by William E. McGrath, a professional land surveyor, that's dated October 15, 2019, revised April 7, 2025. Exhibit A6 is a variance plan prepared by KBA Engineering Services, that's dated May 8, 2025. And Exhibit A7 is a review number 2 from your engineer, CME Associates, dated June 2, 2025. That's Exhibit A7. And I see that Mr. Wolf is here to place his appearance on the record.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, board, Mr. Steinbeck. I am representing one of the objectors, the Walker family, Stephen and Linda Walker. They are neighbors of the applicant. Is that a second? I believe they've already testified before. I was only retained this afternoon, and I have not had an opportunity. I mean, late this afternoon, I've not had an opportunity to review the transcripts. I know Ms. Walker testified, and I'll probably call her again. I don't want her to repeat testimony that she's already given, so she'll be fairly brief. I think there are other people that are going to testify as well. So that's where we are.
Okay. Well, why don't we turn it over to the applicant to tell the board what has changed from the last time you were here. And excuse the ring.
Would it be okay if I have 5 minutes outside with my engineer?
We don't have an attorney on this application. I do want to discuss things with my client quickly, if possible. We didn't realize that there was an attorney
that's up here this evening. To the board, you want to give him 5 minutes?
We'll take a 5 minute. Sure, either. Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Your order anyway, so.
7:45.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you. So we were not given the courtesy that there'd be representation of objectors, so I would prefer to move forward with my own counsel and ask to carry this case to another date.
Where are we in terms of timeline?
He's till the end of July. His letter's till the end of July. Okay. That's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's what he's asking. Yeah. I would.
So unfortunately, I'm away for the July hearing. So we would ask to be carried to the August hearing if possible.
So you're looking to go into August 7th?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then what I would like for the board to consider that extension, if you're giving us an extension of time to act through the end of September. And the reason I say that is, notwithstanding how nice it was today, June 1 was beginning of hurricane season, and you never know what's going to happen. If a meeting has to get canceled, and we don't want to wind up with a timeline against us that we don't have time. So if that's the case, if that's the board...
Like we're sensitive to the fact that you want to be prepared, yes. But at the same time...
We need
to be able to hear it, you know what I mean? So if we defer to the August meeting, if we're going to put it out to the September meeting, just in case there's...
As a buffer.
Another, as a buffer.
So we're asking you for an extension of time through the end of September to take action on your application.
I agree to that.
Okay.
So is that acceptable to the board?
I think so. Any objections?
No. Mr. Wolf, anything you want to say? But other than that you haven't had a chance to review the transcript and just give you a lot of time to prepare.
So this should work for you too? So this works for you and your
yes,
client as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a reasonable objection.
Okay.
So that being said then, for the members of the public who are here and interested in this application, it is going to be carried to August 7th, 2025, 7 o'clock p.m. in this room, and that's when the application will continue. And this is the only notice. You're not going to get a new notification in the mail or in the newspaper.
You don't have to re-notice. Yeah.
This is the only notification you're going to get, so that you're aware of that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Of course.
Thank you.
Chairman, the only other matter on the agenda is an executive session, which is needed for the board to discuss some personnel issues. We need a motion and a second to go into executive session, and then we will ask the public if they would please leave
the room for
the executive session. And we can also advise the public that after executive session, there are no other matters on the agenda. So when we come back in, it'll be for adjournment only.
You got to go too, Mr. Colangelo. So we need a motion to adjourn the...
motion to go into executive session.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And you may end the webinar, yes. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to go to executive session.
I'll second.
Can I do all in favor? I have to take a vote.
Take a vote.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasca?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Hirala?
Yes.
And we have to respectfully request those of you who are remaining to
yes.
leave the room.
You don't have to go home.
Yes, yeah, that, yeah.
We have no other applications on.
Nothing else.
Yeah, so what looked a week ago like a real full evening of applications. Yeah, the sun's still out. Yeah, how about it? And we did the pledge on time too.
So that's enough. We're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, cheers.